This is the body scan. Making time to practice this scan is a powerful way of taking care of yourself. And in particular, assuming an active and powerful role in improving your health and well-being. With regular practice, you'll develop the capacity to better experience and manage the inevitable ups and downs that life brings. In this practice, you'll be instructed to focus on sensations arising in the body, moment to moment, bringing a quality of kind welcome to whatever is present. Listening and attending as best you can, and not trying too hard so there's unnecessary effort, even struggle. There may be times when you find that the mind has wandered off. This is perfectly normal. If at any time you've found yourself in an unpresent place, lost in a train of thought, or immersed in a feeling, simply bring attention to the breath until you hear the instructions again. As the body scan progresses, giving yourself permission to feel what you are feeling. And if you're not feeling much in one part of the body, that's okay also. Remembering there is no right way to be and to feel doing the body scan. We are learning here to see things as they are and letting go of the need to change anything, including the desire to be more relaxed. It can be helpful to see this time as an opportunity to be by yourself and with yourself fully, allowing it to be a nourishing time where you can give yourself positive energy and attention, a time in which to open to inner resources of strength and healing. So now, settling into your posture for the body scan, whether you are lying down or seated, making sure that you have enough support to be fully comfortable here. And so, beginning by bringing awareness to the experience of the breath in the belly area, just aware of how the belly rises as the breath comes in, and then the returning to center as the breath moves out. Not looking to make anything happen here as the breath comes in and as the breath moves out and is felt in the belly area, to deepen or to improve things. Just seeing things as they are here, feeling this movement and sensation in the belly, and letting go of any need to change anything here. And now redirecting attention from the belly area to the left of the body and down past the left groin and hip joint, down the left leg, all the way to the left foot. And coming to the left big toe. Noticing sensation here and in all of the toes now. Sensation like pulsation, touch, the touch of skin against skin. Or if you're wearing a stocking or a sock, it's the touch of clothing. Becoming aware of sensation here in the toes that seems to come and go. Movement. Changing sensation. Like tingling. Expanding awareness now to take in the bottom of the left foot, the sole of the left foot, including the toe pads and the ball of the left foot, all the way along to the heel. Just taking in sensation arising here, moment after moment. It may be quite fine, subtle even. Or sensation may deepen, become more intense. Bringing awareness to the back of the foot, at the heel, where the heel touches the back of shoes when we walk, to the sides of the feet, becoming aware of the big arch along the inner edge of the left foot, down from the big toe. Perhaps tracing a gentle line with your awareness along this arch. And then becoming aware of the arch on the little toe side, not so big here. Bringing this awareness now up onto the top of the left foot, from the tips of the toes, over the nails, the toenails, and along the toes, past all the little joints in the toes, up to the instep, top of the left foot. Just bringing awareness up towards the ankle so that you have expanded this awareness to take in the whole of the left foot on the surfaces. And then bringing this awareness inside the left foot, becoming aware of the bones in the foot. So many little bones in the foot, enabling our flexibility as we walk and move around in this world. Being aware of how the foot feels on the inside as well as the outside, the whole of the left foot. And how it's angled out away from the leg, where the foot makes contact with the floor, noticing touch, contact, this connection with our world. The whole of the left foot. Holding awareness here as the breath enters the body and as the breath leaves the body. And then moving awareness up from the left foot to the left ankle. Noticing sensation here, or maybe not much sensation. That's okay too. And now moving this noticing up from the ankle along the left lower leg between the knee and the ankle. Experiencing this part of the body with awareness. Noticing heaviness, touch, touch of clothing, the touch of the floor. The way the muscle tips out away from the bone. Becoming aware of the bone in this part of the body. Opening to how the lower left leg feels. On the inside, deep inside to the bone, and on the outside, on the surface, on the skin. And then moving awareness up to the knee, a big joint in the leg, enabling movement, flexibility. Noticing sensation in this important joint in the body, on the skin, at the front, sides, at the back of the knee, where the leg folds. As we walk, bend, moving awareness deep inside the knee, we're learning to let go of the tendency which we all have to want things to be different from how they are right now. Allowing things to be exactly as you find them, even this knee. And as you do, for you to be exactly as you are in these moments that we have here. Redirecting awareness now to the top of the left leg between the knee and the hip joint, the top left of the leg and the groin on the other side. Becoming aware of this part of the body and its important and strong muscles, enabling us to get around in this life. Aware of the muscles in the upper leg and the leg bone. The skin. Where the skin of the leg touches clothing. Aware of a sensation here as the breath moves into the body and as the breath moves out. And then expanding awareness to take in the whole of the left leg and the whole of the left foot together. Noticing sensation here, moment after moment. And now redirecting awareness from the left side of the body, moving this awareness up the leg and across the pelvis, over to the right and down, past the right groin and down along the whole of the right leg to the toes. And in the same way, as attention was brought to the left foot, beginning now by noticing sensation in the toes. Along the bottom of the right foot. And the heel. And if at any time the mind drifts off to an unpresent place, the noticing of this and coming back, you're back now, attending to sensations in the right foot, the right heel, the sides of the right foot along the inner edge, running down from the right big toe, and also the outer edge, that smaller outer arch, just down from the little toe. And inside the right foot. Bringing a curious and kind attention to what is happening here in the foot. And then moving awareness up to the right ankle. To the right lower leg. Between the ankle and the right knee. Having this part of the body as the primary object of attention just now. trying not to get caught up in any commentaries or stories about what you should or shouldn't be experiencing, or even what the body scan should or shouldn't be doing for you. And now bringing awareness up to the right knee. Attending to sensation here on the skin and deep into the knee. The knee in its entirety. And then moving awareness up from the right knee along the length of the right upper leg. Attending to sensation like touch, heaviness, tingling, the touch of clothing, perhaps even the experience of the skin moving clothing as the breath comes into the body and as the breath moves out of the body. Expanding this awareness now to take in the whole of the right leg and the whole of the right foot. Bringing awareness to this area of the body as the breath enters and as the breath leaves. And then redirecting awareness up to the area of the pelvis, the whole of the pelvis, at the front, on the skin, in the belly area, the soft belly, and then down and out to the sides. Just aware of the bony part of the pelvis here, on the pelvic bone, and around to the back, the buttocks, the press of the buttocks. Down against the firm floor. And deep inside the pelvis. And at any time, if sensations become too much, too intense, here in this part of the body or elsewhere, or if emotions arise that feel too much, you can return awareness to the breath, having the breath as an anchor, and after a short while, as things settle, when you're ready, coming back to where the instruction is, the guidance at that moment. Aware of the whole of the pelvis as the breath comes into the body and as the breath moves out. And then redirecting awareness to the back of the body, to the lower back, just up from the buttocks, at the sacrum, that firm, flat, bony part of the back there, between the buttocks and the lumbar spine. And then moving awareness to the lumbar spine itself. A part of the body that can bring some tenderness at times. And if this is your experience just now, opening to this tenderness or intensity as best you can. Seeing if you can allow some space for this experience that's being received by your awareness. And redirecting now to the mid-back, up from the lumbar spine, and along the spine and out across the sides of the back, to the waist on both sides of the body. Experiencing this part of the body just as you found it. Not trying to improve or deepen, adjust, just being with what is. And then moving this awareness to the upper back, again along the spine and out across the shoulder blades now, to the backs of the shoulders. And again, this can be a part of the body where there can be some tightness or ache. Just being with whatever is arising in this part of the body in these moments that we have here. And expanding awareness to take in the whole of the back in its entirety. From the top of the back at the neck right down to the sacral area and out to the sides of the back, to the waist, to the side ribs, out to the edges of the shoulders. Being with all the sensations here. As the breath enters the body and is felt here in the back. And as the breath leaves the body and that experience is felt here in the back. And then redirecting awareness around to the front of the body and noticing sensation in the chest area, the whole of the chest. Aware of movement arising from the in-breath, expansion, and movement arising from the out-breath, that drawing back to center. Again and again, breath after breath, after breath here. becoming aware of the lungs receiving air and the heart beating, enabling this life-giving energy drawn in by the lungs to be transported around the body. Bringing awareness now to the arms. And we'll do both arms together. Bringing awareness down from the top of the arm, starting first at the armpits. Bringing a kind attention to sensation here. And then drawing this awareness down from the armpits and the edge of the shoulders at the top of the arms, down along the upper arms, on the surface of the skin, and also deep inside the arm. Bringing this awareness to the elbows, both elbows. Just aware of how the elbows are positioned just now. And sensation here. And then moving awareness to the lower arms between the elbows and the wrists. Noticing sensation on the soft inner edges of the lower arms. And the tougher outer edges. And how these parts of the body feel deep inside, right into the bone, the whole of the lower arms. Becoming aware of the wrists . Another important joint in the body, enabling our connection with the world through our hands. Becoming aware of the hands themselves and sensation here on the backs of the hands, on the skin, and then in the palms and along the fingers up from the palms, into the finger pads. Being open and curious about what is here in the hands in these moments. Aware of these sensations arising and falling away. changing moment to moment. Aware of the whole of the hands and the whole of the arms together. As the breath enters the body and as the breath leaves the body. Redirecting awareness now to the neck, to the skin on the neck, at the front, at the throat, at the sides, and at the back of the neck, just right up to the hairline, and deep inside the neck, at the windpipe. And now bringing awareness up to the head and in particular to the face. Becoming aware of sensation at the jaw, at the chin, and up to the lips. Aware of the upper lip and aware of the lower lip and the little muscles at the edges of the lips. Becoming aware of the cheeks, sensations here. And the cheekbones. The tiny area of skin above the upper lip and the nose. The skin on the nose, along the bridge of the nose and the sides. Opening to the experience of the breath coming into both nostrils and moving out of both nostrils. Cool air coming in and warmer air moving out. Drawing attention up to the eyes. Noticing the eyes drawing down away from the eyelids. Heavy. And the little muscles at the edges of the eyes. Aware of sensation here. The skin at the temples, between the eyebrows, the skin above the eyelids, the forehead, all the skin on the face and the expression that the face is holding now. Bringing this awareness to the rest of the skin on the head, the scalp, noticing sensations like warmth, softness of hair. And then bringing awareness inside the head, into the mouth. Noticing sensation here. On the tongue, on the teeth, in the gums, as best you can, drawing awareness deep inside the head to the brain. Heavy now and drawing down towards the back of the skull. Aware of the inside of the head at the brain as the breath comes in to energize this part of the body and as the breath moves out, cleansing this part of the body. And coming back to the experience of the whole body, lying in perfect stillness. And as we bring this body scan to a close, noticing how the body feels, how you feel. And in your own way, if it feels right, acknowledging the time that you've taken to do the body scan. And giving thanks for having offered care and kindness to yourself in the form of your attention. Of being with yourself fully, moment to moment. And awake to the experience of being more alive to what is here now.